Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen everyone's tweets, texts, just like you have, Gold, that they're ready for a running back change. I'll be honest, in the break, I just showed Gold another highlight where I can't for the life of me tell you where Isaiah Pacheco was going versus the massive hole that was created by the offensive line. He just ran directly into Joshua Simmons' back. So I get the trouble with the running game and the vision problems that Pacheco has had this year. So let's do a choose-your-own-adventure a little. If you got to pick your poison, you got to decide which angle you were going to go with. And I told you, contract matters here.
Absolutely has
draft to. Pick compensation matters when I'm asking you this question. Alvin Kamara, Breece Hall, or Devin Achane? If you could get, first, would you want any of those guys on the Chiefs? Second, if you could have one of those three, who is it?
Yeah, so a couple of different ways to answer it for sure. I would say the most realistic candidate, if we factor in contract and everything, is Achane. I think he's the most realistic one. The Dolphins season is going to continue to go south. Maybe they'll end up firing their head coach at some point this season. Contract-wise, it's doable. He's got a year left on his deal. He's not making any money.
After this year, you mean? After, so he's got, okay.
Year left, sorry.
Yeah, I know. The way I was just turning here, but yeah.
So, he turns 24 next month. So, young back, plenty of tread on the tires still. He's someone that obviously is a great receiving option as well. We got done talking about that with the Bills game on that last Thursday night. Where Achane, I think, had six catches in the first half. So they need someone out of the backfield that can catch the football as well. I would like Breshad Smith to be that, but right now we haven't seen it. So Achane, to me, is realistic based on compensation for draft pick and what he's compensated for. The obvious best back in this conversation is for the Chiefs is Kamara. I mean, I think we all agree that's the answer. The problem with him is he has $9 million this year. Now it's less than that now, but $9 million this year. $18.6 million next year, and he'll be 31.
And that's
how old is he?
He'll be 31 next year, making $18 million as a cap hit. So that's the problem I would have with him. I agree he's the best back for this season.
I think for me,
I don't think the Jets will trade Breece Hall, personally. So.
What's really tough about it is I genuinely think Alvin Kamara is the best fit. As in, just stylistically, he is the best fit.
Do you think they would utilize any of these backs enough to where it's worth to trade them?
Like, if they trade for someone like that, they're going to use them. But like Alvin Kamara is the best fit, but also you just mentioned his contract stuff. I'm not interested in that. I trade for Breece Hall. And the reason why is the Jets are in a complete rebuild anyway. They're going to have to find a new quarterback this offseason. Breece Hall is not going to save them. And their choices this offseason will be trade Breece Hall right now and get something for him, or he becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. Are you going to give Breece Hall the type of top running back money he requires? And I don't feel the pressure.
I mean, he's never had a 1,000-yard season.
But like, it's still expensive. I don't see any reason. Like, I don't feel obligated if I'm the Chiefs to give Breece Hall a contract. I'm fine to just trade for him, use the pick, try to have a running game, and try to go win a Super Bowl and cash out that way. I don't feel the obligation to need more than 1 year. I can solve my running back problem in the draft next year, similar to how I should have solved it this year. The thing I like the best, Gold, is the thing that we've been missing in this running game the most. Explosive runs. Breece Hall is good.
He does.
From an explosive run perspective. You want to talk about a guy who can get 80, 40, 50 yards in a run? It is Breece Hall. And you're right. He's never had a 1,000-yard rushing season, so he's never, statistically, he's not like his best season is not way different than Isaiah Pacheco's best season.
I mean, Achane had a 61-yard touchdown last year, had a 76-yarder his rookie year,
too,
I think they both would fit that category. I like the receiving element as well as Achane. You know, this year, the numbers haven't been crazy. But
I think it costs more to get Achane, too, so I'm going with the cheaper option in Breece Hall. Shouldn't
you think?
It cost more? Two years of control versus one. Shouldn't that just alone jump the figure?
In general, though, we're still talking about running back. I mean, what's high? I mean, to me, we're
third, fourth.
I was gonna say, I think it's no more than a fourth round pick.
Yeah,
I would do that in a heartbeat.
That's always the question.
So, I think I would say Breece Hall as well. In terms, if I knew that it was just this year, see, I would make the trade wanting more than just this year. If I was making the trade for just this year, it's Alvin Kamara and it's him, just for the season. But I think looking ahead,
so that's why you'd want,
and it's
H-N.
Not. It's not because, well, I want Breece.
Or Breece.
But you'd give him a contract. I think the same thing goes for either of them, honestly. It's just, and it's not just because of Clyde, but it's you don't have to worry about drafting a running back again. You don't have to worry about it. You just have to pay HN or you have to pay Breece Hall at some point.
I just don't need to do that, though. I'll just draft one.
Because, if they're great, I'll consider it. I'm just saying I don't have to.
Because and even as great as Isaiah Pacheco was, how many good years did he give you? Two?
Yeah, 2 years for you. Yep. And it's time to move on.
Pretty good.
I understand that. But I wouldn't want to be in that cycle where you're trying to bank on them drafting a running back where I think
teams do it all the time.
I got to draft a new running back every 4 years if it's going well.
I understand that. But I think there's, and maybe for that reason, I guess you would just draft a running back every 2 years because the way that Andy utilizes running backs in the offense, you don't want to pay a running back. I can understand that viewpoint as well, but I would take Achane or Breece Hall because you shouldn't have to worry about running back again, at least for the foreseeable next 2 or 3 years, where you can rely on replacing Chris Jones and looking to just further increase your defensive prowess. And
yeah, I just don't want to pay a running back. I'll just do that. You know, that's why I'm okay with the trade for a 1 year stopgap. That's okay with me.
How much is the contract though? Like, how much money? How much money is How much money is Breece Hall going to make in a contract extension? How much money is Devon Achane?
Let's look at the running back market. Running back contracts
probably below the top end guy. He's not going to make the Alvin Kamara Saquon.
Yeah, Kamara's number is ridiculous for him being the age that
he's not going to get Barkley's deal where he's making $20 million. Yeah. But also, for example, you know, James Conner is $9.5 million. David Montgomery, $9.1 million. Ramondre Stevenson, $9 million. I don't want to pay my running back $9 million a year. I just fundamentally, I'm against it. I'm not saying it's the right. You have to agree, but like,
is that because they would not utilize him?
That's part of it. And I also think running backs, if you're willing to draft them, you can find other running backs. Unless we're talking about the Derrick Henrys and Jonathan Taylors of the world. And obviously the Chiefs could have drafted Jonathan Taylor. They chose not to. But, you know, those type of backs.
They took...
Hell, they could have drafted Ollie Gordon, who's playing well for the Dolphins right now.
Look, they could have taken a million different running backs.
That's the point, though. There's a bunch of them you can... There are running back options out there if you really want to address the position.
This is what's really tough, because we haven't said it as firmly as we have with like a guy like Jawan Taylor. We are one more week away of him running directly into the back of an offensive lineman away from me wanting to Jawan Taylor bench him. Like, I'm sorry. If every game I got to watch three plays where you miss the hole and run into the back of your offensive lineman, run into negative yardage, so much as one fumble happens, Andy will bench him because of the other issue to come up. The thing that has protected Isaiah Pacheco, I think, in Andy Reid's eyes is, he protects the football, and he cares about that. That's the thing that matters. And I'm not saying it shouldn't matter. It definitely should.
Yeah,
but it's like,
absolutely.
I'm like one more week away from having to watch like four highlights of Pacheco not knowing where he's going, turning around backwards on a screen pass, missing giant running lanes, to just being like, just start Rashard Smith or trade for a guy so I don't have to watch mistakes in the running game.
Well,
we can't have
any trade stuff, though. You guys agree. I think we're 3+ weeks away, though.
Yeah,
still.
That's the thing. So why not start Rashard Smith and find out if you need to trade for him?
I don't need him to start. I just need more snaps.
Yeah, because evidently, I think it's the same thing with Andy as it is for Spags. He likes his guy. He thinks Pacheco's fine, and they're going to work
it out.
There's
definitely a trust factor.
I think that, which also lies into the fact of they might draft a rookie. Who the hell knows if they're actually going to play him?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what round they draft
him. They could draft a running back in the fourth round. Are we sure Andy's even going to let him get the
historically, running backs, I don't care about.
I would say, well, next
Kareem
year,
started right away.
If we're just looking guys under contract next year, Kareem Hunt's contract expires, Pacheco's contract expires, Elijah Mitchell's contract expires. They would only have Rashard Smith under contract and technically Carson Steele. So, you know what I mean? Like, they somebody will have to be started.
Is there a name we're missing, by the way? Can't be ETN now. They're too competitive.
Yeah, down in Jackson.
One's ever trained Bijan.
Damian Pierce down in Houston. He's not even playing at all right now. Nick Chubb is carrying the ball. That team's a mess. They're 0-3.
I'd rather have any of the other three than
same.
Pierce.
Now, Pierce might only cost you a 6th or 7th round pick, and it's, to me, it's not a huge upgrade, but I would prefer Pierce, but to me,
Hubbard,
Breshard Smith could be Damian Pierce if they let Breshard Smith get an opportunity.
Hubbard, strike anybody? Carolina stinks.
Is he starting for them?
I don't know his situation fully.
I mean, he's healthy and playing, and is, I don't know,
he's a live body. Cody basically just said he's alive.
I don't think Carolina would get rid of him.
Basically,
then.
What do you mean? They're awful.
Hubbard just signed a new deal. I'm out.
Oh, I forgot he just got a contract.
The weird part about this conversation, though, I think, is that we're almost. I think all of us collectively, in a way, are almost in between doing the rental thing or having one. Long term, I guess, outside of you, Gold, because if you make the trade, can we all agree that a rental is more likely what it's going to be? Even if they get Achane, are they going to extend him, or are they just going to draft another running back and he'll be here for this year? Like, is the juice worth the squeeze to give up a 6th round pick when, let's say, they're 3-3 and you're like, well, I think he could help the offense, but we don't know how well Andy's going to utilize him. Is it worth giving up a 5th round pick or a 4th round pick for a guy that that's just going to be gone at the end of the year and you're not going to pay him after? I don't know if it's...
That's where the draft compensation, if it's someone that has a deal that's truly expiring, the compensation won't be as high. That's why the compensation would be a 5th or 6th, probably.
Yeah.
If it's someone that the deal is expiring.
Doesn't
this go back to the offseason? Of course, we've talked about this at great length. Yes, when the day they re-signed Kareem Hunt, I'll never forget it, honestly. Briscoe was walking in the studio right as it happened, and our first question to him was, does this mean they're just not going to really even address the running back in the draft? And he's like, and I think Briscoe was like, oh no, they still will, and I guess they did in the 7th round, but it wasn't good. There's guys like Javonte Williams and others for the same amount of money they could have signed that they paid Elijah Mitchell, who hasn't been active for a single game, and I don't know if he ever will be. And obviously we've seen Kareem Hunt, who's been their better running back, but there's still serious long-term limitations. Kareem Hunt is going to wear down as the season goes on. That's just the reality. We saw it last year.
Yes. And my hope would be that before they made any kind of move, that they would just give more carries to Breshard Smith and see what you got there. Now, I also understand, and you understand, we all do, that at this point, they're not going to probably do anything until they see the full version of the offense.
And I get it.
3 weeks from now. When Rashee Rice is back in week 7, that's when they'll start making some determinations of what the hell they are as an offense. But it doesn't matter who the wide receivers are. Isaiah Pacheco's mistakes have nothing to do with what the wide receivers are doing. They're just mistakes. They're just not having vision on the football field. They're unrelated to the offensive woes caused by wide receiver play. They are simply, he is turning the wrong way or running the wrong way or missing gaps or assignments. Those things are different. And I'm not saying he can't improve on those. 2 years ago, he was much better. He has downslid since then. That might just be the downside to people get tape on you and you're your 7th round running back. I don't know. But like, he's come back to earth quite a bit since his rookie season. And so that's why I wanted to toss these names out. I couldn't see anybody else I missed on the list.
I do wonder, because to me, the way, I don't know what Andy thinks about that position or whatever the case is, or just the style of play that would run or which would be more appealing. But if you're Andy, if you know, we've gotten a glimpse of what, in particular, Breece Hall and Devon Achane can do in terms of their age. Kamara will leave out because we know what he can do, but he's older. Andy knows what Breece Hall and Devon Achane can do. Does that make it more appealing where Andy's like, I want you to go get him and I want you to extend him because I know what he does and I don't have to worry about developing a guy out of college. I know what I have. And if I have Breece Hall and Devon Achane, I know what I'm getting and I know how to utilize them and I know that they can be productive and I can trust them. Which seems to be a big factor with this team and on both sides of the ball, as we've talked about at length. I don't know if that changes anything in Andy's mind of, I'd rather not worry about developing a guy and just get what I can get and know what I'm getting and use that player in a way that we know he can be used.
The only potential in-house solution is Breshard Smith. And I'm not saying he will be that, but he's the only potential in-house solution outside the organization's the only other path. Kareem Hunt is what he is. Pacheco, I think we're finding out, unfortunately, where he's at in his career. And Elijah Mitchell, to this point, they haven't even made active. So I don't even know how I can say he's their only another internal option. The guy can't even get active on game day. So Breshard Smith, I'm hoping that, once again, the first drive out of halftime, best drive of the year, it's not like Breshard Smith had 30 yards on the drive, but the fact that he was in on that drive, the fact they used some misdirection, the fact that they went under center, all those are elements I hope they take from that game and start using more during this stretch without Worthy, without Rice. And Breshard Smith, I don't know what his exact snap percentage was. It still wasn't very high. to me, it should slowly increase. Maybe not even slowly. It should just increase. He didn't need to start for this team, but his snaps should be going up.
It was the fumble stuff, so it's probably not going to happen again. I will point out, you're like, and he's not going to change who his starting running back is in the middle of the year. He straight up started LeSean McCoy for half of an NFL season, and the first year they won the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes, LeSean McCoy was the starting running back for this team for a whole half a year. He fumbled a couple of times, they put in Damian Williams, and they never looked back. So they are willing to make running back changes in the middle of the year. If they got Achane, I think he's immediately the starter, and he's playing all the time, and they make their... And look, the truth is, if they traded for a player like that, there's at least a 50-50 chance that Pacheco's going back to those teams in exchange for it as a way of not muddying up the running back waters, and instead it's still just Kareem Hunt, Achane, and Breshard Smith. I don't even think that's out of the question, not wondering where the snaps are going.
I guess this wouldn't be it's not a fun conversation, but how much is it to cut Isaiah Pacheco?
There's no reason to do that.
$0.
There's no reason to do that. Why? I mean, so we can see more Kareem Hunt and just like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think
that.
If
you asked me how much it was to cut Kareem Hunt, I'd listen to that.
Well, I think they'd fizzle out the room in some way,
No, they would just cut Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah. And then they would have Breshard Smith.
Like, if you told me they brought it, they would just cut Elijah Mitchell.
They would just keep they'd have four running backs on the roster then.
Yes.
Yeah, they would just cut Elijah Mitchell. It'd be Pacheco. It'd be Achane, Pacheco, Kareem Hunt.
The dead cap hit on Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco, if you wanted to know, although I don't think it matters, is like $20,000.
So. Literally $19,777.
So that's not important.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.